Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Okay, folks, we're going to get Bart Acevedo in here, the awesome police chief here in just a moment, and go over a lot of different issues with him. I really appreciate his community outreach program. Like, let's just bring him on in right now. Here he is, ladies and gentlemen. He is Darth Vader is entering the building. Hey, good to see you, Chief. He just blew the door off like when Darth Vader captures Princess Leia. Yeah. The door goes, stormtroopers came running through.
Yeah.
Now, listen, you know what this is right here?
Citizens' rule book.
It's got a constitution in it.
All right, can I have it?
Bill of Rights. You can.
Is it my gift?
Hold on.
I'll read it.
I thought you'd like go, ah!
No, I'm all about the constitution.
You know your nickname in Austin now. The vampire.
I know, the vampire cop. That's from your friend John Bush gave me that, didn't he? Or did you do that?
I don't know. It's just that you have the blood draws at the checkpoints.
We don't have checkpoints.
Here you go.
Thank you. It's a nice book.
That's subversive material really right there. Chief, I hope that's fluoride-free water you're drinking.
It is.
Oh, only the Ozarka for Kids is fluoride.
Oh, this doesn't have fluoride.
No, I know. It's good, but the Ozarka brand for kids.
How you been doing? I haven't seen you in a couple of years.
Yeah, it's good to have you here.
I know. Last time I saw you, you were outside my window calling me a communist. That really hurt my feelings.
Really?
Yes. I don't like communists. That's why I'm in the United States.
I know, but isn't a police state? I mean, isn't that kind of what the communists do?
But there is no judge or jury, man. You disappear.
Oh, have you heard about the new National Defense Authorization Act where the military is going to be on the streets?
That's news to me. Here we go.
No, I'm serious. We'll print it off for you. You didn't hear about the bill where they want to use the military?
Not yet.
Have you heard about the TSA wanting to run checkpoints on the highways and starting it?
No, I haven't heard that yet.
What is your view of that?
Well, I mean, I have to get more information, but I think that if somebody's going to do that, that's what we have the local police for. There's a specific need. I don't think we need TSA to do it, but who knows? I don't know.
Isn't that a violation of the 10th Amendment? I mean, that's outside the Fed's jurisdiction.
Well, it depends what the checkpoints are for, but the bottom line is I'd have to get more information, but...
But checkpoints aren't good, though. Aren't those unconstitutional?
Depends on what checkpoints you're talking about. DWI checkpoints have been held constitutional by the U.S. Supreme Court. Driver's license checkpoints have been held constitutional. But there are some parameters that you have to follow in most states.
What, does it stop everybody?
No, it is. You have to advertise them. For example, DWI checkpoints. I mean, DWI checkpoints, if you really think about them, they're actually, if you really think about them, if they're done right, they're really voluntary.
Why do you have to advertise them?
That's some of the requirements in most states that have them.
So if Germany would have advertised checkpoints, it would have been good then?
No. The checkpoints they had were not, well, they're looking for specific people based on their race just to, in many cases, a religion.
It's just going to be if you love freedom and are a patriot. Because you get those federal training manuals where it says libertarians, conservatives, returning veterans are the number one terror threat.
I have not seen it.
You have to.
I have not, Jones. And your listeners, you know, they'll end up thinking I have. I have not seen them. But, you know, I actually, what's really interesting, people don't realize, I actually listen to you. My wife, it drives her crazy. She says you're depressing.
I know your family left Cuba because you don't like communism.
Absolutely.
So it was mainly a joke when I was out bullhorning you.
I know, but
because I thought I could see it through the windows. I thought that was you up there, so I was like,
no, I wasn't there that day. But
you just watched the videos.
Like. I watched the video. Yeah, yeah.
Big Brother,
you're Big Brother. You're on the internet. You're everywhere. You're the true Big Brother. I'm just Art Acevedo, the one chief trying to keep people safe.
No, I know. Well, I mean, you have been doing overall a pretty good job.
Thanks, appreciate it.
I mean, you've been actually going after people when they do, cops that do bad things. That's good.
Well, you have to. I think that a democracy, you have to police within the realm of the Constitution. You have to. And what's interesting is some of the guys that, I remember having a meeting with some guys, and I won't say their names, I don't want to embarrass them, but they came in, they said they didn't believe in the Constitution. Well, unfortunately, that's the book we follow, and so...
Really, who came in and said they didn't believe in it?
I don't want to say it.
Austin police or the feds?
No, no, I would say it was people that don't trust the government, a group that started the conversation with myself and David Carter. I don't know if you've met David, our chief of staff, that they didn't believe in the Constitution. And my response to them was, well, then I guess our meeting will be very short because we try to do everything consistent with the Constitution.
Well, stay there, police chief. Art Acevedo is our guest.
You can't argue with success. And many people have found great success in fighting back colds and flu viruses with Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. So now, it's time to get even more success with the other great quality natural products from Affinity Health Products. Like C-Energy Liquid Vitamins, Lose and Snooze, and the One Day Diet. Or Human Growth Hormone Support, Menopause Specialist for Women, and Joint Specialist. See these and many other quality Affinity Health Products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. That's A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y HealthProducts.com. Or call in your orders at 877-888-7126. That's 1-877-888-7126. Trust your health to the makers of Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. Affinity Health Products, the finest and most innovative natural health products available.
Attention GCN listeners, do you have a Patriot on your Christmas list that's nearly impossible to shop for? How would you like the ability to get top-of-the-line, hard-to-find gifts at equally hard-to-beat prices without leaving the comfort of your home? Why fight the crowd? Simply log on to your computer for great gifts and deals for the off-the-grid enthusiast in your family. At offthegridchristmas.com, you'll find great prices on the most popular off-the-grid gifts available today. At offthegridchristmas.com, you'll find unbeatable deals on emergency backup power, herb and vegetable seeds, dehydrated foods, emergency evacuation packs, solar ovens, gun safes, and a host of truly unique stocking stuffers. In these hard times, why not give a gift that really counts? A gift that could truly make a difference. Go to offthegridchristmas.com and our Christmas video highlighting perfect gifts for the off-the-grid fans in your family. Unbeatable gear, unbeatable prices, no more searching. Offthegridchristmas.com. That's offthegridchristmas.com.
There are limitless ways to go into business for yourself, but most involve substantial capital and risk. Our InfoWarsTeam.com operation is different. We promote premium quality health, energy, and skincare products using dynamic, caring personalities and state-of-the-art media technology to spread a powerful message of health, wealth, longevity, and freedom. This low-cost business opportunity is designed for full-time or part-time, so you can work as little or as much as you like. It is you that defines the reward level. Whether you are seeking a few hundred extra dollars per month or a six or even seven figure annual income, it's up to you. Want to find out more? Shoot an email with InfoWars Team in the subject line to InfoWars Team Coordinator MZ and tell him a little bit about yourself. That's the initials MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. That's MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. I only promote products that I truly believe in, and these are phenomenal. Whatever you do, visit InfoWarsTeam.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, Austin Police Chief Artie Saveda is really nice to come in studio with us. He's been a really busy guy, and it's part of his outreach with the population, and especially, of course, the New World Order's enemy. But it's good for their psyops to come in and act friendly with us. And so I'm just teasing. I know you're a nice guy.
Yeah,
that's
you.
Why I got him the tar and feather kit. This is just for Police Chief Art Acevedo. All right, I'm going to stop roasting him in a minute. Here we go. Folks actually mailed this to me, and they actually sell these on the Internet. A tar and feather kit, that's what they did to the British bureaucrats that violated people's rights and liberties. And I've been wondering what to do with it, and I saw it there on the table today when Artie Saveda was coming in, so I thought it's got real tar and feathers. And say next Halloween you can go out on 6th Street as part of community outreach and maybe tar and feather.
Excellent. Yeah, we'll hold on to that. We'll put it right here. It looks good.
And then lastly, I've got you some raw milk.
I love milk.
Raw milk from San Antonio right here. Now, transporting this across state lines is illegal. So you're not leaving Austin for the next few
what's
days.
What's the date today?
You're not about it.
No, that's enough. What's the date today?
We got it a couple of days ago. It stays good for like weeks.
December 6th. Does that mean that's the day it was? Is that the expiration date?
No, that's when it came out of the cow.
All right. I love milk. You set me up.
No. Oh, God forbid it'd be bad and he gets sick and things to set up. No. I noticed the glass I tried to give him, he didn't take. He gave that to me.
That's very good. I love milk.
Do you think it's good the feds are raiding people that are producing this all over the country?
I have no idea. It's milk to me, man. I mean, to
this
me,
this is pretty extreme. I think we should have checkpoints to stop people drinking this. Wants to send you home with it? It's good. Give it to the missus.
It's not good for the waistline.
I bet your son would like it.
It's not good for the waistline.
Well, your son is a couple years old. He can have this.
Yeah, leave it right there.
We'll get it later. No, we're going to give it to him. All right, I'm going to stop it.
That's really good.
Look, I'm trying to be witty, and you know I'm not witty.
You can't.
Go ahead. You're mad at me for the communist comment.
Oh,
go ahead.
Well, yeah. Well, I'm not mad. It's just like I just know. I think you know we may not agree on everything, but I think you know that. I may be misguided in your eyes, but you know my heart's in the right place. And what I'm trying to do is keep people safe, which is what our officers are trying to do, and just trying to keep Austin the cool, livable city it is. It's a great place to live and work. And I don't want it to become another major American city where people are getting gunned down left and right and, you know, some things. I think you got really upset about that gun show thing. Where I think that kind of spun out of control, we really didn't shut anything down. The owner himself decided to shut that down. It was not the police department. That's what you were upset
about. Well, we talked to the folks that were at the meetings, though. It wasn't the Austin Police Department. The feds basically told them and intimidated them into it.
But you know what? I came from a state that's really very strict on gun ownership laws and concealed carry and stuff. That's California. To one that's a little bit much more progressive, probably one of the most progressive in the country. And I am a completely a convert. You know, the thought of people driving around with guns in their cars made me really nervous when I first got here. But I really believe that responsible gun ownership, which is what Texas has demonstrated by, you know, making sure that people, number one, don't have psychological issues, true psychological issues, or that they're not involved in criminal enterprises, that absent that, that law-abiding Americans should be able to bear arms and buy weapons. And the problem that I see, and I think that people that support the right to bear arms needs to be careful of, is when you have straw purchasers that show up at these gun shows, they buy a bunch of guns, and then they go out and they sell them to criminals, to crooks, to people that are going to do the drive-by shooting.
But as long as I have my guns to defend myself,
right.
I mean, look at Chicago, New York, highest crime rates because only the criminals have the guns.
Right.
You're never going to stop the criminals from having guns. I mean, I would never say take guns from police. I'm always more guns for police. People get mad about police getting semi-automatic and automatic weapons. I say good. I mean, my whole issue is more guns, less crime. But, I mean, let's look at Fast and Furious. A couple of years ago with the gun show debacle, I was pointing out that was an ATF setup. And now we know that those were. And the ATF has been shipping guns into Mexico to then blame the Second Amendment. What's your view of Fast and Furious?
Well, I think that you got to be very careful that when you put something in the hands of the wrong people that it or try to introduce a firearm that doesn't end up in the wrong hands. And I think that common sense would dictate that if we are shipping weapons to Mexico that end up in the narco traffickers' hands that are now executing police officers and innocent people and all kinds of people in Mexico, that they're on the verge of a civil war down there. They don't really get it together. I don't think that's was smart.
Well, the feds got caught lying to Congress. They weren't just allowing some to be sold. They were shipping them in.
Yeah.
And then did you hear about Sinaloa? A national security got declared on it in Chicago. Sinaloa was allowed to ship drugs in for 5 years. And when the attorney general brought that up and said, well, you know, Bush did this too, that's when they finally dropped the whole case. Because Bush was involved as well. I mean, you know about Iran-Contra and all that.
Yeah, of course.
You're out in California.
I lived, you know, that's not history for us. That was living history for us.
Well, what about drug decriminalization?
You know, I have seen over the years what drugs does to people. It ruins a lot of lives, especially the addictive drugs. And
well, no, you're the water's in the shot.
We can't put a product in the shot?
No, it looks better if it's all is Lord Art Acevedo.
Okay, all right, Lord.
I didn't mean to. Here, you can have the water.
No, that's good.
You can have the milk, too. Here.
But the thing is.
Here, brought to you by. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
He is crazy as ever. I love the man. Now you made me forget what we're talking about.
We're talking about Fast and Furious.
No, we were talking about something else.
Decriminalization of drugs.
Look, I am a proponent that the answer is not to because even in some European countries where they've decriminalized drugs, they're starting to take a second look at it because of the social
impact it has on people's lives when people get addicted to some of the drugs. I am a proponent of we need to fight the war at the source, which means where they're being produced. And that's a national security issue that goes beyond the purview of the Austin Police Department. But I don't think the answer is to decriminalize drugs. Marijuana, I'm not that excited about. You know, I don't get too excited about marijuana.
But come on, I can pull the numbers up. You're saying Europe's taking a second look at it. They've got all sorts of numbers where you decriminalize and actually drug use goes down.
Well, if you look at Vancouver, which is a city that has a very permissive attitude towards drug use, they've got a tremendous problem there.
Well, yeah, when it's pockets, all the druggies move there.
Yeah, and
that's like Amsterdam. Well, listen, I don't
Amsterdam
like
Amsterdam is another area where they have problems.
Yeah, but I don't use illegal drugs. I've tried some of them, and always felt like I was kicked in the head by a mule. And all my people pay for this.
Yeah,
I like coffee and stuff like that, but in the final equation. Look what the drug war is doing to Mexico. Their own government's talking about decriminalizing.
To me, again, it's not decriminalization. I think it's taking the war to the source, and that's the answer.
Source is the U.S. government?
Well, if that were the case, then we need to do something about that as well.
Well, have you seen them admit that our troops have to grow the opium in Afghanistan?
I have not seen that.
You know what? You're a smart guy. It's convenient. Listen, you're like Sergeant Schultz.
Stop. You've seen nothing. Listen, I work 7 days a week. My primary function is the city of Austin.
No, I know.
I don't have that much downtime, and I've got plenty of reading to do. And the only show I really watch on TV is The Walking Dead on AMC. I absolutely
isn't that a zombie or is that a vampire movie?
No, it's a zombie show.
You'd like a vampire movie.
No. Actually, I saw one the other day on my iPhone. That was actually pretty good. I forgot what it was called.
Listen, I'm not just in here trying to grill you over this stuff, but I promise you, we can put it on screen.
Yeah.
Detention camp order follows preparation for civil unrest, and then here's the emails. Here's the Halliburton operation. I have the Wall Street Journal 6 years ago where they first got the contract to build the camps. Now they're preparing to man the camps, and it talks about security, checkpoints, barbed wire, and barricades, and they have this Emergency Centers Establishment Act that basically says political dissidents will go in these. Chief, are the feds out of their jurisdiction if they start arresting political dissidents?
Well, I think if you look at the First Amendment, that we have the right to free speech, the right to associate with whatever beliefs we have, as long as we don't start talking and taking action to hurt other people or taking arms, I think that'd be a slippery slope.
No kidding. But
can I have this?
Absolutely. Yeah, but in fact, guys, will you print him articles about the NDAA, the National Defense Authorization Act, the end of posse comitatus? They say the troops can operate anywhere in the U.S. and arrest citizens and never give you a trial.
You know, I think that if you talk to military leadership in this country, they would not feel a lot of their senior leaders would not feel comfortable being involved in police actions within the confines of the continental United States.
Well, I agree with you. They actually have said they don't like it, and top JAG officers have come out, but they follow orders.
Yeah, but we'll see. I think that would be unprecedented.
I mean, you lived in Cuba when you were little. There, Fidel uses the military.
Well, Fidel uses everybody. I mean, you talk about each block has, and this is what American media drives me crazy. They would have, the May Day celebration in Havana. 2 million Cubans showed up. Dan Rather would do this all the time and shows how popular this guy was. No, what he failed to tell the American people is that on every block, there was a block captain for the defense of the revolution, and that block captain took notes to see who didn't go to the celebration, May Day celebration, whoever didn't go. If your kid was in medical school, the next day they'd find themselves working the sugarcane fields. And so that's how they got people to go to those things, not because they loved the revolution, like some of these people that try to fantasize and romanticize communism. You know, if it was so great, so many thousands of Cubans wouldn't die trying to cross the strait every year trying to get out of that place.
Well, look what Chavez has done now. He's really wrecked Venezuela.
That's sad. That's sad.
And he uses the military domestically.
Yes, he does. And so I think they would, people can plan for whatever they want, but the American people will have the final say when it's all said and done.
We're going to skip this network break here and continue. We have the police chief here. You're with us a whole hour, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm sure.
You are very gracious to do that.
Well, hey.
And before you leave, I know you have a tight schedule. Go see our new TV studio on the other side.
Oh, do you really?
It'll be good for your intelligence files as well.
Yeah.
Hey, I have had the FBI here.
The
and the Secret Service, yes.
Talk to you or on the show?
to talk to me, and they wanted to know about the Obama posters out there on the wall. They thought that was like they'd found some crazy person's lair. And I explained it was no. They came and were asking about the Obama deception.
Yeah.
My film, and I said, well, you know, don't you know about it? And I'm serious. This happened.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
See, I wish the feds were nice and friendly like you.
Well, you know, I think that you build trust by talking to people and that's your cup, and having a dialogue. You know, it's like our intelligence center. Everybody was sure that we created the Austin Regional Intelligence Center that the skeptics thought that it's there to spy on, you know, law-abiding Americans. And what's really interesting is if you haven't been there, you should come and visit. You're welcome to see it. That was nothing more than trying to leverage technology to solve crime. And I'm glad to say that almost 2 years into it, we're doing it right here in Austin.
But the threat fusion centers all over the country are basically federally funded. And let me ask you this question. How many face scanning and license plate reading cameras are here in Austin? How many of the gunshot detectors that never catch anybody firing a firearm that, by the way, are really microphones listening to people? I mean, are you aware that Homeland Security's putting microphones up hidden in light poles all over the country?
No, but Live Shot, because we are a safe city, I'm glad to say that as much as people try to sell those to us, we have not bought them. I don't see a need for them. This is not a very violent city. It's a safe city, thank God.
But you know, they're not really gunshot detectors. They're microphones to listen to people.
Well, I mean, I'm sure that they could be multi-use if they wanted to, but the bottom line is we haven't bought them here. License plate readers, you might not like it, but I like LPRs because it's a good technology to catch. If you look at Britain, what happens is if you go into small towns, they've been fighting thanks to the troubles in Northern Ireland over the years. They've been fighting terrorism for many years. We've had a lot of people die over the years with explosions and stuff. But if you go into a British town, there's license plate readers at the entrance to most of those smaller towns. And if the vehicle's wanted for a crime or it's stolen, within minutes the police can actually apprehend that person because of that technology. So, I mean, technology isn't technology in of itself is not evil. It's what you use it for.
How many cars do you have with it?
LPRs? I think we have 4, but don't quote me on that. It could be less. It could be a couple.
Because I see the news with the cops. They're like, that guy's wanted. That's a car robbery. That's a stolen car. I'm like, why aren't you stopping each one? Why are you driving past them?
Well, you didn't see that here. If it alerts, we're going to arrest the person. But LP, to me, data, to me, technology is a force multiplier. It gives us an ability to fight crime, disrupt crime, solve crime, in a more efficient manner.
Let me ask you this way. What would Hitler have done with face scanning systems and license plate readers?
Exactly. But it's not the technology that's evil.
Could your family have escaped Cuba or other families if Fidel Castro had that then?
I mean, they have fences. They have everything in people.
The point is the courts and let the violent criminals and bad ones go over and over again. We know it's like 5% of the population that's causing almost all the crime. They just let them go. We don't need all this high-tech stuff because it always gets turned around on the population.
But, well, you know what? That's why I think that I always say this. We need to be you need to trust but verify. That's one of those Reagan mantras, trust but verify. That's what I think that for us, like in our intelligence center, we have a really good privacy policy. We have a privacy policy committee that's well-represented, including advocates. I actually invited John Bush of the Texans for Accountable Government. I know you guys are buddies, to be on it. He declined. I invited the ACLU to be on it. They declined. But it's because we want to show them that we want, you know, to me, having that level of accountability and transparency helps me build trust, one. And two, it helps us create an environment where the misuse of the data or some rogue officer or something goes off sideways. I want to have those checks and balances to make sure we're doing things right.
What about 10 years ago? You weren't here then. What, you've been police chief how many years?
It'll be 5 in July.
Yeah.
I looked at a picture the other day. I have age in those 5 years, buddy. This place has killed me.
Well, responsibility does age you.
Yeah.
You haven't aged that much, but you've aged a little bit.
Oh, I'm going to show you a picture when we're done.
You had more of the Bob Big Boy haircut and stuff.
Well, I'm going to grow it out. Again,
I think it's good.
Like it?
Yeah, whatever.
It's kind of long.
Got more hair than I do. It's good. No, but going back here.
10 years ago.
10 years ago, and I have a clip of it in my film Road to Tyranny, it showed Austin police in the elementary schools going, you can get up to $200 for reporting crime. Here's your little credit card, your little card that you get prizes for. And then I went and got a card, talked to parents, and it even had stuff like, look in your parents' medicine cabinets. That sounds like Fidel Castro to me.
We did that?
Yeah. Is that program still going?
No. I wouldn't be a proponent to do that.
Or maybe that's the AISD police. Is that their own police department?
I like that better. They have their own.
No, but I don't. I mean, I've got to pull the video up
for it. I don't think. Have we ever had that program? I don't think so. We have. We have the. We have the different programs that if people, the We Tip type programs where if you're witnessed a crime. Certain crimes, you'll get a reward for.
Yeah, but how do you vet that? Because a lot of times people who will do it because they don't like somebody.
Well, you can't just convict somebody based on one anonymous tip. You've got to look for evidence.
Yeah, but we see the SWAT team cases where the retired insurance guy gets killed because, the informant says, oh, there's drugs in there.
Yeah, but that wasn't here.
No, I know.
So we have protocol we follow here to make sure that we don't hit the wrong houses, to make sure that we, you don't just trust blindly, that you have to build a case. You know, you just, a tip is but one piece. It's kind of like everybody's worried about this, see something suspicious, say something. Well, if you see a bag sitting in a busy downtown street just sitting there, that's suspicious. You should say something. We don't know what's in that bag.
But terrorism, you got a better chance of dying from a honeybee sting. I've been at the airport now and left my bag to go over and get napkins or something 20 feet away and watch people starting to freak out. I mean, it's like people are just completely scared of everything.
Well, I don't know if they're completely scared, but I think...
These dudes see something ads, it shows a guy put his bag down. The woman's like, hey, you, And then they got bomb teams out and robots.
But the reality is there are people who would like to do us harm. And the bottom line is I think that as long as we collectively as Americans are all responsible for the safety and security of our nation. And that means that the reason Austin, despite the fact that we have fewer police officers than most cities our size per capita, we have 2 officers per every 1,000 residents. The national average for big cities, which is 500,000 more people, is 2.7 per 1,000. The national average nationwide, when you consider all 18 to 19,000 police departments, is 2.4 per resident per 1,000 residents. We're at 2 per 1,000 is because we have a highly educated community, an engaged community, and a community that stands up for its neighbors. And when they see something, they see somebody breaking in, they call. When they see
I know, but I don't know if we need Janet Napolitano to tell us if we see something, say something. If I see something, I do say something. Absolutely. I remember when I lived over in South Austin, this gas station went from being a nice gas station to being horrible.
Yeah.
And then I noticed there was no food on the shelves or anything being sold, and they were running whores out the front door. Yeah. And I pulled up to a cop and said, hey, that's obviously a whorehouse right there. And I don't know whatever happened because I ended up moving, but that was right over there off William Cannon.
Yeah, the bottom line is that this community is our eyes and ears, and when you worry about people trying the vendetta, I saw a V for Vendetta out there on one of your screens. When it's a personal vendetta, we're not going to take action. SWAT team's not going to go hit a house based on one guy saying, "Hey, I think this is going on." And if somebody says something, makes it up, and we demonstrate they made it up, that's a false police report, or that's making a false statement, and that can lead to some consequences for that person. So there are some checks and balances, and it's something we take very seriously.
So, I mean, I gave you the article here. This is out of the Huffington Post, but I'm giving it to InfoWars, you name it. Senate votes to let military detain Americans indefinitely. White House threatens veto. And by the way, that did pass. The White House says they're going to veto it because they can already do it through the executive, they say. They don't need Congress.
Yeah, I think that is this talking about American residents that or citizens that become enemy combatants overseas or something?
Yeah, but no, they've expanded it to domestically and just basically anybody they want.
Well, there are three different branches of government, right? Executive, legislative, and executive. And I think that
judicial,
and judicial. And so I think the judiciary might have a different view, and we'll see what they say.
But I mean, as a police chief, does that creep you out?
To just indefinitely hold somebody without evidence and without a hearing?
Yeah.
an American citizen in our country?
Yes.
I would have some concern with that, yes.
You'd have some concern. Well, I'm glad. You would have some. I'm pretty darn...
You don't ever want to say 100% because until I see what's going on and actually see it in... All right.
Stay there. We got to go to break. We're going to come right back because...
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
There are limitless ways to go into business for yourself, but most involve substantial capital and risk. Our InfoWarsTeam.com operation is different. We promote premium quality health, energy, and skincare products using dynamic, caring personalities and state-of-the-art media technology to spread a powerful message of health, wealth, longevity, and freedom. This low-cost business opportunity is designed for full-time or part-time, so you can work as little or as much as you like. It is you that defines the reward level. Whether you are seeking a few hundred extra dollars per month or a 6 or even 7 figure annual income, it's up to you. Want to find out more? Shoot an email with InfoWars Team in the subject line to InfoWars Team Coordinator MZ and tell him a little bit about yourself. That's the initials MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. That's MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. I only promote products that I truly believe in, and these are phenomenal. Whatever you do, visit InfoWarsTeam.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven 3-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Man thinks, cause he rules it up, he can do with it as he please. And if things don't change soon, he will. For a man has invented his doom. First step was touching the moon. Now there's a woman on my block. She'll just sit there as the night grows dim. She'll say, who's gonna take away his license to kill? Now they take him and they teach him.
Okay, Police Chief Art Aceveda is here with this very nice guy, and he is engaging with the public. And he's saying that he doesn't want American citizens to be indefinitely detained. KBR, and I mentioned this earlier, Kellogg Brown and Root of Halliburton, and I have the links to the Wall Street Journal here, built camps in 2006 for civil emergency. Links to all of it. And then now they are putting out the secret bids. We were sent the information. We have copies of it all. To prepare within 72 hours notice whenever they pull the trigger. People are paid to be on notice to man the camps. Mm-hmm. And it's got barbed wire. It's got barricades. It's got it all right there.
Mm-hmm.
You're as bad as a lot of people are on those phones. Is that important? Is the must be the bat phone?
Yeah, that's funny. I'll tell you about it later.
What is it?
I get. Do you really want to say it? Somebody says, I think your appearance on Alex Jones is improving his ratings as it got me to tune in.
You were saying some of your buddies from Los Angeles listen, or San Diego.
John Metters is a dear friend that I worked with for a long time. He was a sergeant in the CHP that retired a couple years ago. And the first time I appeared with you, within the next day, I got a message from him, and he was really happy to see me interacting with you. And like, well, he knows me anyway, so he knows where my heart's at.
Well, you know, we give the number out for police to call in. They call in and around the country and confirm what we're saying about the feds and checkpoints and things. I mean, there are now TSA checkpoints with the Army going on in at least a dozen states. Would you like to drive up to an Army checkpoint in the middle of Tennessee?
Probably not. When I go to Mexico and visit, it makes me really nervous when I see soldiers. I mean, this is a peaceful nation, and I just don't see the need.
Exactly. In fact, about 3 years ago, I took my family down to southern Mexico to see some of the pyramids.
Yeah.
And twice, the nice buses, tour buses we were on, got stopped, and the Army shook down the drivers.
Yeah, I think we've got plenty of professional law enforcement officers that I don't see anything on the horizon that we can't handle.
Well, then why do you think the feds are moving for this?
I don't know. You'd have to ask them that question. I'm not a Fed.
Well, I know. The feds have been taken over by those big mega banks. They're going to implode the country.
No. Well, I think, what's funny is that this Occupy Austin movement, they're screaming at us, and I'm like, do you realize we're the hired help? We're no different than you are. I mean, our cops, if you look at what's going on to public employee pensions, they're trying to take those away on a national level, and I just really think that it's a shame.
And that's not why we're in debt. That's not the big issue. Derivatives.
Some of my buddies work in a police department in another state, and I won't say which one it is, but they're trying. What's happened is that the lot of money was taken from the employee pension system, so the local government can build all these other things they wanted to do. So they underfunded it, right? And then they turn around, they blame the employees who they pay into the system. They come to work every day.
No. Portugal is now taking people's private pension funds.
Yeah.
So all these mainline conservatives, they're like, take all the pension funds. The public ones, wait till they have their private ones taken.
Well, what people don't get is that you look and you attack public employee pensions when the economy's tanking, because there's a lot of angry Americans out there, and rightfully so.
That's less money in the economy.
Right, and it's easy to find people to turn into villains, but it's all. I think we've got to be real careful, because at the end of the day, we're all the hired help.
Well, we can debate pensions and all this all day, but if you have $1.5 quadrillion in fake derivatives these banks made, and selling mortgages 100 times and all this, then that's the black hole that can't be paid back, and the media keeps making it like it's pensions and things that are causing it. They're a very small piece of it.
That's I remember when they were making loans, 125%. Loan to value. You don't have to even show us what your income. You don't have to prove income. Come on down. They made loans that they knew damn well they weren't supposed to make. They knew that loans that someday the piper's going to come on piping, and then nobody's going to be able to pay. And at the end of the day, we've all been held holding the bag. So it's a disgrace. We like to make fun of Mexico and other countries, but we're just a little bit more sophisticated here. That's all.
Well, exactly. And talking to the mortgage experts, that was only one level of the fraud. Once they had that mortgage, they would then leverage that out in some cases 100 times.
Sell it and resell it, and everybody's making money. Everybody's getting commissions. Everybody's lining their pockets. And at the end of the day, the American taxpayer got held holding the bag, and there's been very little accountability. If I apply for a loan and I put false information on there, I've committed fraud. I go to jail. Or I've committed perjury, depending on how the wording is on the loan app. And my humble opinion is, if I give out a loan knowing darn well that you aren't really qualified for that loan, knowing that that loan is going to eventually end up in default, I don't see how that's not fraud. And, I can see why people are angry. I'm one of them. And so that's why I don't understand why people try to villainize police officers when – we're all the hired help. We're all trying to hear how to feed our families, and we're all trying to make an honest living.
No, I understand all that. People talk about police officers all day, They talk about the good, the bad, and the ugly, because in history, when things collapse, the police are the ones that are going to be asked to go out and do, and the leadership of the government are a bunch of crooks. I can show you 10 clips of them admitting they grow the opium in Afghanistan. Why are they doing that? Because Pat Tillman and others were going to blow the whistle, so they murdered him. And I said it was a murder at the time. It's come out it's a murder. Private Lynch, she didn't save all those people. And when they started speaking out, they murdered her people on her team. And then she had to come out. What I'm saying is criminals run the highest levels of government. And they've got all these well-meaning people that work for them lower down in the system. And they have signed us on to $1,500 trillion globally, the American people and European people, to the bank's debts. And I'm saying we've got to write those off because they're impossible to pay. They're going to feed everything into that. No amount of writing tickets, no amount of revenue generation, no amount of new franchise taxes that Rick Perry passed that I got to pay. No amount of this stuff will ever turn it around. It is, look, Bernie Madoff created the NASDAQ. Bernie Madoff is a crook. And he pointed out from prison in the New York Magazine article. He said, I did what everybody else did. You know what? It's true. At his level, he's nothing. Right. MF Global, former New Jersey governor, former head of Goldman Sachs, he knowingly took 50,000-plus private brokerage accounts that are sequestered. The word is segregated. Federal law, you can't take them. He just took them a month and a half ago and didn't get in trouble. I mean, do you feel safe having a government like that?
I would just say that I think there's room for improvement in government at all levels, including state, local, county. It's like there's improvement in my police department. You know, we're not perfect, and every day I always tell my people we need to strive to do better, and I think that it's doing better starts with recognition that things aren't perfect. They're not perfect anywhere, and that we should seize each day as an opportunity to do a little better, and that's what we try to do at the Austin Police Department.
Yeah. Well, where do you see things going then under federalization? What's your view of the 10th Amendment?
I really believe strongly in states' rights. You know, one of the things that I talked about when we had this so-called sanctuary city debate at the state legislature last year, is that I found that it was kind of disingenuous for a state legislature that screams and yells at Washington about state rights on a regular basis, to then turn around and try to dictate to the cities, local municipalities that understand what the needs are in that local community, what the priorities are for that local community, then turn around and say that we can't manage our own resources as a police department or as a city. We can't set our own priorities. I really believe that state rights are important, and it's kind of interesting when I look at some of the legislative policies that are passed around the country by legislatures and legislative bodies that always speak about state rights, scream and yell at Washington about state rights, and then turn around and do to the cities and counties the same thing that they accuse the federal government of doing to them.
Well, sure. I mean, you see the same type of corruption everywhere. It's just that when you get really monolithic and powerful looking, it can be expressed in even bigger ways. That's what's so dangerous about the federal government. But look, I mean, certainly you read the different ADL, Southern Poverty Law Center, reports. In fact, I think I'm from memory, you've gone and spoken at the ADL, haven't you? And gotten awards and stuff. I know most police chiefs do. My issue is, you know, the ADL even came out and attacked Glenn Beck. The Southern Poverty Law Center, you had to hear a few years ago where they listed returning veterans as the number one terror threat.
I don't remember seeing that.
In that Homeland Security report.
From who?
They contributed to it, but it was a federal report. We can put it on screen. Just type in veterans number one terror threat, Infowars.com, or type in AP, whatever. The point is, just hypothetically, let's say it's true, which it is, but I know you want to see it in front of you, which is good. Trust but verify. What do you think of the government? Okay, have you heard about the different Explorer Scout programs where they train the 14-year-olds in every drill to take on disgruntled veterans and kill them?
I can tell you that I have an Explorer, that I started the Explorer Scouts here when I got here in 2007, because we have a tremendous problem with high school dropout and teenage pregnancy and everything else in the state and the city. And we don't teach our Explorers how to kill anybody. We teach them about respect,
right.
Teach them about the law.
Well, that's good, Chief. Let's pull up New York Times for him right now. New York Times, it has a whole photo gallery of Explorer Scouts training to take on, quote, disgruntled Iraq war veterans and kill them. We're going to pull it up and show it to you.
Which screen? This one over here?
This wasn't preset. I'm just going along. They have to pull it up.
Oh, okay.
It'll take a second.
We have scouts here, but I think that with so many young people, that men and women that have been in combat now for... What is it?
Scouts trained to fight terrorists and more. First line of the article, they take on a disgruntled Iraq war veteran and kill him.
What kind of scouts are those?
That's
New York? That's in Imperial, California?
Yeah, it's all over the country.
Well, I'd like to see that. We don't do that here.
I'm not kidding. I mean, I'm just saying, if you want to know why I'm concerned, I've been to urban warfare drills and witnessed Marines training to take on American gun owners.
But is that urban warfare drill designed by the Marine Corps to fight here, or is it to fight in Iraq?
No. The role players are Americans.
Oh, I haven't seen
that. They say, where are you from? I'm from San Francisco. Where did you get the weapon? And then the PR guy's like, you're not supposed to be here, Jones, because I would, you know, get into, like, the training area, and then they would suddenly not want me to see it. I've got all this on tape.
I got to see that. Do you have an extra copy? I'd like
to see. I'm going to give it all to you. Here.
Okay, good.
Here's Police State 4, The Rise of FEMA.
Okay.
It's all yours. That's the latest.
I'll write you a review.
Some of these are really old. I'm going to give you all of my films.
No, I've seen some of them. Believe it or not, I've actually seen
the intelligence unit. You guys are in there?
We are.
I mean, do you have me up on the big screen? You go, this is the main enemy.
No.
And then you... No, I know I'm not that important.
You're an Austinite. We like you.
I'm just a minor enemy.
Like I said, I actually listen to you and read your stuff.
I know. You're very, very nice. Hey, you actually come in here and talk to me.
Yeah, three times now.
Used to, a couple of police chiefs ago. Who was the one who looked like he was a corpse? I forgot. He was bald. I went over there to some open house thing where they had the tanks and the armored vehicles and everything. And I just tried to ask him a question. All the other cops bumped into me. Get back. So, I mean, you are nice.
I'm pretty approachable. My staff thinks I'm too approachable. But you know what? At the end of the day, I work for the people. You know, I mean, I may be an employee of the city, but I work for the people. And my bosses have heard me say this. This community has heard me say this. I'd rather lose my job than not do my job. And
well, I have to say this. You're probably the most popular police chief we've ever had.
Oh, thanks.
Since I've lived here 20 years.
Yeah, well.
Talking about these guys on your staff, they don't like you coming to this show?
No, actually, they like me coming here. And crazy, the Anthony Hippolito, there's one of your fans. He wanted to come by and say hi and meet you.
Uh-oh, he's going to get on a FEMA list now.
That's all right. That's all right.
Well, I know I'm not living up to what he thought he'd see here. I'm just depressed watching this happen. So, I mean, I just hope that police chiefs around the country will uphold the Bill of Rights and Constitution.
Well, I can tell you I spent a lot of time. I meet with my colleagues in the major state chiefs meetings around the country, and it would take a lot for us to say we wanted the military to be patrolling our streets. It would take the sky will actually literally have to be falling before we would say that. So we are peace officers. That's why we write peace officer on our ID cards to remind our officers that we're all about keeping the peace, maintaining peace, restoring peace, and securing the peace here. I think that American law enforcement, although not perfect and not equally as good around the country, you know, people like to say we're a bad police department in Austin. I like to tell them, you know, the reason you think we're bad is you have no point of reference. I'll take them on field trips where I can tell you they'll be very thankful to be police.
Oh, I'll tell you where it's bad is New York City.
Well, I'm not going to tell you which ones I think, but I will tell you that I tell my critics, if you have no point of reference, you can't appreciate what you truly have. I believe.
Have you been around New York cops?
I've been in all over the country.
I mean, some of them call in and some of them are nice.
Oh,
but
they've got some.
But I mean, you talk about just generally.
Yeah.
I mean, it's literally like gang members in uniforms.
Well, I mean, they've got a lot of good police officers, just like I'm sure there's some that aren't.
Yeah, but you know that's what you're talking about. New York is unbelievable. I've talked to Austin police that have asked directions and been told, do I look like a phone book?
Well, yeah, I've experienced some of that before from some of the departments. But I always tell people that take a look at who the Department of Justice at some of the departments that are under investigation and end up in consent decrees. Those are bad departments. We were investigated for 4 years as a department because the community demanded an investigation. We provided everything. They took a look at us up and down, side to side. And despite the fact that that same Department of Justice has placed other police agencies under consent decrees because they found patterns and practices of unconstitutional policing or use of excessive force, I'm very proud of the fact that our department withstood that scrutiny that we actually embraced the scrutiny, that we actually considered the DOJ as a extra set of eyes and an opportunity for us to do better. And I really believe that now in 2011, quickly approaching 2012, we're a better department as a result of going through that process. And I can say with a straight face that I believe the police department is better today than it was in 2007 before I got here.
Well, I have to agree, but I still don't like the police taking blood.
I know, but you know what? You've been around, you know, you see your public enemy number one. Have we ever taken your blood?
No.
Have we ever stopped you and taken you to jail?
No.
Okay, there you have it. If you obey the law, if you don't drink and drive, you don't have to worry about us. Quite frankly, when you sign up for your driver's license, you write implied consent that you agree to take.
No, I understand all that. I'm just saying that, you know, looking at all this, well, I mean, what you just said, though, the Department of Justice, I happen to know, and it's covered in this film, A Noble Lie with the Survivors, that the head of the Justice Department was the deputy head of the Justice Department and was intimately involved covering up this false flag terror event. Okay, Chief?
I haven't seen that.
It's a new documentary. I'm selling it. I didn't make it, but I'm in it. The point is that Holder got caught running a false flag. He got caught shipping guns into Mexico to blame it on the Second Amendment, and even when he got caught, he tried to use it against the Second Amendment. I mean, I've interviewed the police involved in Oklahoma City who saw the feds. I've interviewed the people that saw the feds planting the bombs. Okay, the feds blew up Oklahoma City. And that's what I'm telling you. The Justice Department came down here to make sure we were good. We'll be right back.
Solar power.
Solar power.
Hand crank power.
Hand crank power.
Radio power.
Radio power.
The goods you want, the good deals you need to power up your survival are at 21stCenturyGoods.com. In our solar department, you'll find solar generator kits, solar lanterns, flashlights, radios, and solar cell phone and laptop chargers. 21stCenturyGoods.com is your hand crank headquarters for everything from generators to flashlights to emergency, weather, and shortwave radios by Grundig and Kato. Big brand names and big deals. Like this. Get a free solar flashlight with every order over $75. But hurry, offer ends soon. Go to 21stCenturyGoods.com. Spelled the number 2, the number 1, ST, CenturyGoods.com. That's 21stCenturyGoods.com. Or call 866-999-8422. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Power up your survival.
Optics Planet, the go-to store for everything tactical, military, survival, and hunting, has redefined member privileges with a new exclusive online store featuring discounts too large to show the public. Optics Planet is proud to present DeVore.com. That's DVOR.com. DeVore is a members-only store with limited-time deals, not normally found at Optics Planet. We're talking 3 days or less. We're talking exclusive. We're talking up to 90% savings on the gear you want and need. DeVore.com. Are you a member yet? The prices on DeVore are so low our vendors won't let them be posted publicly, so you have to sign up to see the deals. Now through December 23rd, use the coupon code RADIO to save $10 off your first purchase at DeVore.com, or use the coupon code GCN to save 5% off most purchases at OpticsPlanet.com.
The perfect water for drinking, bathing, and cleaning, right at your fingertips? Yes, you can now have the most powerful water ionizer on the market for less than half the price of competitors. The Genesis Platinum Water Ionizer from GibsonsHealth.com creates the perfect drinking water of 9.5 pH, automatically cleans every time you use it, and even tells you when to change filters. Other 7-plate water ionizers are priced at $2,000 or even $3,000, but the Genesis Platinum is only $16.95. Get yours today at GibsonsHealth.com. Under Nutritionals, be sure to click on Essential Oils for Aromatic Liquid extracted from a broad range of flowers, stems, seeds, and bark. And to really balance your body, click on Go Green, the most complete green drink available, necessary for survival. All this and more are found at GibsonsHealth.com. Call 800-388-6844. That's 800-388-6844 or GibsonsHealth.com. Healthful living since 1974.
Before you slip into unconsciousness, I'd like to have a another kiss, another flashing chance at bliss, another kiss, another kiss. The days are bright.
Well, Chief Art Acevedo is our guest, and he's been nice to come in. He's going to go into the nightly news with me this evening, but I'm going to tape it and then air it next week, so we don't have a double dose today, kind of space it out. And it's important for us to talk to the police, and it's important for us to talk to the military, because as we've documented today, the foreign banks that have conquered Europe, they now admit that through fraud, have conquered us, and they want to try to use this country as an engine of this new world order. And so we need to talk to the police, bottom line, because the system does want to create a separation between the police and population. I know for a long time policing was thin blue line, kind of, you know, we got to stick together. The public doesn't care about us. I have noticed that you have tried to reverse that, and a lot of police chiefs aren't. So basically, in closing, where did you come from? I mean, you know, how did you become the Austin police chief? What formed you, and why are you trying to actually have the police interface with the public and not have that separation? Because I see a lot of departments actually want that.
Well, I think because, you know, my background, you know, my communist background from a totalitarian government, I really see, I think policing is a big important part of democracy and of freedom. You know, we have to do it right. And I think in order for us to be successful as police officers, we have to have the trust and support and cooperation of the community that we serve. And so I spend a lot of hours every week trying to build that trust and support. And one of the things I think people realize from about me is that we're not always going to agree on everything, but I think that most people know that my heart's in the right place, and that's important.
Yeah, well, I've certainly spoken from the heart there. What about, you got cut off by the break, Chief, when I was bringing up the Justice Department, our little friendly Oklahoma City bombers. And, of course, that's quite a claim, but I can prove it. But, I mean, Mr. Holder's been caught shipping the guns into Mexico and caught perjuring himself. So how are they going to come down to Austin and basically, you know, check under our fingernails?
Well, the bottom line is that they have found unconstitutional practices or practices in other cities where they've actually sued police departments to do better. And
that's like when the police department's the Ku Klux Klan or something.
Oh, well, no.
In the 60s.
You know. City of L.A. was put under a consent decree. New Orleans, I believe, is already in a consent decree. I think that Miami, a while back, got sued. I'm not sure which departments, but I know they've been quite a few around the country. So the bottom line is, it's not like they come and just rubber stamp local police agencies. You know, it's kind of, so I'm proud of the fact that we were able to withstand that scrutiny, because I think that although we're not perfect as an organization, the collective heart of our department is good. We have good people, and we're all trying to do the right thing.
But I get federal oversight, but then the states more and more have no oversight. How do we used to, back when we had that, our states elected the senators, the legislatures did, mm-hmm. and they got rid of that with the 17th Amendment. So how do we have a check and balance on the feds?
Well, I think that we all have to pay attention to what's going on. I mean, I'll be honest with you, one of the things I think has really been tough for this country is that we've carved up congressional districts where they're all safe for either the left, the D's or the R's, but they're all safe. The majority of Americans were pragmatic people. We like to find the middle ground. And so I think that one of the things that has made it challenging for us as Americans is that, you know, when you don't have to answer to the voters because you're in a safe seat, you get to have extreme views, and you don't have to be pragmatic, and you don't have to try to find that common ground with everybody. And so I think one of the things that I would like to see as an American is to have congressional districts that are...
Tell you what, finish your statement. Back in 1 minute. We'll be right back. We got to do 5 more minutes.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.